That's an Islamic myth, by the way. It's from the Quran. It's not the Christian version of Lucifer, but it is the Islamic version, and there's a great deal of truth to it. But the only way to understand it properly is to see it through the paradigm of non-duality. So the angels are us as souls, right? All the souls are originally angels. They are God's direct creation of beams of light that emanate from the source. Light and love and intelligence. Each soul is a microcosm of the God self. Those souls are sent to earth in order to serve the world, to serve God through serving humans with compassion. Our job is to be here as bodhisattvas, in other words. The Quran wouldn't use that word, but that's the intention, that we lost our compassion and our willingness to serve. And so, yes, some still have love of God, but most have lost that love of God. And those who keep that love of God will be returned by grace into a God consciousness. But it's only when we recognize that we entered into a hell realm because we misunderstood that the will of God was to serve others who were also actually parts of God, that we mistook for being other than God and therefore refused to serve. So again, it was the hubris of the soul perceiving through duality instead of non-duality that created the whole problem. Not God's punishment, but our own self-punishment through the separation of our perception into subject-object duality, and then demonizing some of the objects, some of the others, many of the others in the world, and refusing to give them our divine love. And so our love has to be unconditional and for all, and only then are we serving according to the will of God, and then all will be returned into the light of God. And that is the final scene of this beautiful theodrama that God has designed in his wisdom, that is our own wisdom, that is the love of the goddess as well. And so all of those apparently separate agencies of the divine will are being reunited into oneness. Does that help?
Yeah, it's beautiful. And it seems to apply at all the levels, right? Like you were just speaking about what's happening in the Middle East and these polarizations and these forces demonizing one another and trying to gain power by defeating others. And that same thing is happening within my own mind.
Yes.
And trying to, I feel like my mind is always trying to figure out what's wrong with me and how can I fix it. Yep. Where both of those levels of the demonization, whether it's in my own mind of parts of myself or in the phenomenal plane with nations, can be healed, or can only be healed by this unification.
Yes, that's a very powerful insight, and it's accurate, except that it's not your own mind. It's the mind of a character that is impersonating you. And its narrative, you have fallen into deceptively believing is your own, and it's not. This is the video game of your ability to remember who you are and free yourself. You are the angel still. Even if a fallen angel, you are the angel. You're not the ego. You're not the body or the body's operating system. And so its narratives are not yours. And it's only when you realize that you can redivinize your body itself as an instrument to fulfill the will of God and create non-duality of all the levels of consciousness, from the absolute and the level of the goddess and the energy of creation, with all the created levels of your consciousness, the sheaths of all your bodies, and the self that feels as if it is embodied as a particular entity. All of those levels now can be unified into the single realization of the one self.
That's beautiful. And I hear it, and I've heard you say these beautiful explanations so many times, and I see that it's the belief in the narratives and the wanting to continue listening to the soundtrack that, like, when I'm here listening to you speak it, there's a different kind of energy internally, a different vibration than when I'm in the mode of listening to the soundtrack. It's mm-hmm. it's hard to remember that, and
that's it. It's the key is remembering, and then using all of your power, your willpower, to silence the soundtrack. And if you keep it silent for a significant period, then the intervention of the real self can come in and depotentiate that soundtrack forever, and then it will no longer repeat. And new information that comes from the supreme mystery of God's ultimate intelligence will enter in and become a new operating system for the body that is fully in the vibrational frequency of the Tao, or the will of God, the Logos, in which all actions will be spontaneous and without a soundtrack.
Well, hopefully the most beautiful soundtrack emerges from that space.
there will be audible sound that will be made, yes. You see, the Shaivites say there's four levels of sound. There's the sound your voice makes with its vocal cords, etc. And then there is the level of thought. And then beyond that, there is the source of thought in the archetypal level of your being. But the ultimate is the inconceivable self that causes its own thought patterns and activation to move through all the levels of your being and then activate your actual voice of the body to be a replica of the voice of the silence. And then beautiful words, beautiful music, beautiful art, beautiful creativity of every kind comes out of the bodily instrument.